Just two verses from the 8th chapter of Solomon's Song, verse 6 and verse 7. Set me as a seal upon thine heart, as a seal upon thine arm. For love is strong as death, jealousy is cruel as the grave. The coals thereof are coals of fire, which hath a most fervent flame. Many waters cannot quench love, neither can the floods drown it. If a man would give all the substance of his house for love, it would utterly be contemned. The love of the Lord Jesus has made possible this feast. And I was thinking about that love this week. And I was noticing some things that the spouse was saying to her beloved. First of all, she said, set me as a seal upon mine heart, as a seal upon mine arm. The bride in her day, of course, wore a ring, but also wore a band on her arm, the pledge of love to her husband. And here the spouse is saying, and she's crying out, she said, I want you to put me in your heart. I don't want just a marriage ring. I want to become the marriage ring as far as you're concerned. I want to be sealed in the heart. That's inward. Amen. Only God can see that. But she said, I want it to be open and public, that I have no other love and want no other love but thine. And it says here, seal me upon thine heart. But then seal me upon thine arm. That's outward. And everybody needs to know that we have the love of Christ in our heart. Amen. But everyone wants to know by the example of what they see, yes, this is not hypocrisy. This is reality. Amen. This is a love that is unbreakable. Hallelujah. And then we come and we read, secondly, for love is strong as death. Nothing can conquer death, humanly speaking. But thank God, Christ's love is strong as death. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall life or death or any such thing? No. And this love that we need to be baptized with, brethren and sisters, is unconquerable. There never was love like it before. There never can be love like it again. It knows no parallel. There's only one love, and that's the love of our beloved for us. And we need our souls in this loveless world to be saturated every day with the love of Christ that passeth knowledge and understanding. I couldn't describe to you, and you couldn't describe to me, if you have an experience of this love, it's more than tongue can tell. And when you think of some things you see among the people of God, you wonder where the love of Christ has evaporated to. And you wonder why they're so dulsome and so critical and so judgmental. I tell you, the time has come for the church to be baptized with His love.
Amen.
Jesus' love. Precious love. Boundless and pure and free. then if you go down it, it's untamable. Do you notice what it says? Imagine calling love cruel. Do you ever think about that? What does he mean by that? Is love cruel? Yes, love is cruel to all opposition. Love is cruel. Love will not tolerate someone else coming in to steal that love. The rightful love demands total and absolutely conformity to his will and to his way. And if we don't have that, God's love will be cruel. Cruel to our sins, cruel to our worldliness, cruel to our prejudices, cruel to our lack of zeal for him. And then you will notice it is not only untamable love, but it's inextinguishable love. It lights a fire. Have you got that fire in your heart this morning? The fire of his love. And what does it say? The coals thereof are coals of fire, which hath the most fervent heat. Oh, dear brethren and sisters in Christ, we need the flame alighted in our hearts again.
Amen.
We need to have one thing upon our minds. We have to live for Jesus every second of every day in our lives. Yet this love is a love that cannot be overcome or quenched. It's the fire. It's vehement. How cold we are. No wonder the Lord lamented over the church and said, ye have left your first love. When you were first saved, you were humble. And you just wanted to walk with the Lord. And you just wanted to read his word. And you wanted to tell everybody that you had met up with Jesus. But when the streams come on us, how often we look at other things and turn our eyes away from Jesus. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. And then you will notice it's unquenchable love. Thank God it's inextinguishable, but it's unquenchable. Many waters cannot quench love. And the waters of testing cannot dry it. Praise God, as the old Puritan says, the love of Christ is the greatest swimmer the world ever saw.
Amen.
Think of the water the love of Christ has swept over. Think of the great flood that covered all the world, but it didn't cover God's love, for there was a little ark sitting on the top of it all. A type of Jesus. Jesus' love is a love that cannot be quenched. It's unquenchable. And thank God it's undrownable. You know what it says here? Neither can the floods drown it. There are a lot of people trying to drown the love of Christ, isn't there? The old modernists, the papists, the apostates, the haters of the Bible, and the haters of the old authorized version of the Bible. They all want to drown it, but praise God, it's undrownable. And when they're all gone, it will stand forever. What's going to prop you up in heaven? The love of Christ. Christ's love will be seen to its fullness. And I shall see him face to face and tell the story saved by grace. Whose face is this? It's the face of our beloved. And then last of all, it is unpurchasable. You can't purchase it. You know what it says here? It says, if a man give all his substance for love, it couldn't be obtained. You can't buy this love. You can't buy it by anything. It is the free gift of God.
Amen.
And I thank God, as sinners, he gave us the gift of the Savior. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift.
Hallelujah.
May God help us to worship him. May God help us to go afresh to the cross and stand there and gaze upon him as he dies and say, love so amazing, so divine, shall have my life, my soul, my all. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Lord, we thank thee today for the table spread. And we thank thee that we have a right, dirty, vile sinners that we were, we have a right to come because of thy precious love, Lord Jesus. And when they took you to the cross, you weren't thinking about yourself. You were thinking on us. You loved your people unto the end. Oh, I think today of that first word that you uttered as you were being nailed to the cross. Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. And bless God, you had me in mind when you prayed that prayer. And what an abundant answer has been made to us. Lord, we love thee for wearing the thorns on thy brow. If ever I loved thee, my Jesus, tis not. And we pray, Lord, this morning that you would take our thanks for that pure, sinless, impeccable body which thou didst offer on the cross that we might be redeemed. And we bless thee for the representation of this body and the divinely appointed bread which speaks of it. As we take it in our lips today, may we know that his love is sweeter than wine and better than anything else. Oh, help us to partake of the bread of life now for Jesus' sake. Amen. And everybody said, amen. Same night in which our Savior was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he blessed it, said, take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Amen. Ask our brother to lead us, Brother Sean. Lead us in prayer and thanksgiving for the cup.
Bearing shame and scoffing rude.
Amen.
In my place condemned he stood.
Yes.
Sealed my pardon with his blood.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What a Savior. Lord, we can never really understand this side of eternity. How thou didst love us and why thou didst love us. But Lord, we thank thee that thou didst love us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And Lord, we rejoice today that Jesus shed his precious blood, giving that blood a ransom, shedding it for our sin.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we rejoice today that that blood is no longer in the ground.
No.
Nor is it corrupted.
No.
But we thank thee, O God, that it is in heaven this day.
Hallelujah.
Presented by Christ for us.
For me.
And Lord, we rejoice this day. That blood speaketh better things than that of evil. Lord, we pray that thou wilt help us to exalt the blood.
Amen.
Help us, O God, to have the highest thoughts possible of the blood of Christ.
Yes.
For we realize, O God, that Jesus shed that blood for us.
Amen.
And we are here today to return thee thanks.
Yes.
O God, we therefore, in partaking of this wine, remember it is but an emblem of the blood of Jesus. Let us give thanks, therefore, as we consider what the Lord hath done for us in giving himself, in shedding his blood.
Amen.
And we thank thee that there's power in that blood.
Amen.
In Jesus' holy and precious name.
Amen.
And everybody said, amen. The Lord Jesus also took the cup. When he had supped, he said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for many for the remission of sins. Drink ye all of it. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show forth the Lord's death till he come. We hold the cup until everyone's served, and then we'll all partake. Verses, mine is the sin. 652, mine is the sin. Mine is the sin of the divine of righteousness. Mine is the guilt of the divine of cleansing blood. Here is my all partake together. For this wonderful privilege, we give thee thanks. And we pray now that thou wouldst separate us in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost for the love of God, for the blood of Christ, and for the indwelling Spirit, we give thee thanks. We are loved of the Father, we're loved of the Son, and we're loved of the Holy Ghost. The triune love of the one God. Oh, the mystery of it. Oh, the wonder of it. Oh, the thrill of it. Oh, the joy of it. And we pray that we may live enjoying thy love for Jesus' sake. Bless the lambs of the flock today in the Sabbath schools. Bless this evening worship service. Bless us, our God and Father, this week, in an hour, our God, when the heathen shall rage and the people imagine a vain thing. Give us a backbone of steel. Give us, O God, a tongue of fire. And we pray that thy will shall be done in Ulster as it is done in heaven. For Jesus' sake.
Amen.
And everybody said,
Amen.
Amen, and shouted, Hallelujah.